You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Nathan Segura, it is a football Tuesday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'd love to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. You tweet us at Browns underscore daily or at our individual Twitter accounts. Nathan's is NathanZegura. Mine is at VicCarucci. And by the way, Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. All right, and we are going to talk about what we said earlier, just this idea of this team's readiness for this big game. And I think I'd like to flip it around and also talk about it from the Bengals perspective. And I think, Nathan,
pressure.
Yes, there's a lot of pressure on that team. When you've sat there, when you were in a position to run away with the division, and among others, others said that. Others sort of indicated that. He wasn't the first, but he was the most recent, at least on this show, to say, hey, they're running away with the division. No one's going to catch him. And to see them now fall back to the pack with their performances of the last couple of weeks, and obviously the Geno Smith injury has been a major change for their defense.
Geno Atkins,
Geno Atkins, yep. Loss. And to lose him, and I think what it means to Mike Zimmer as their defensive coordinator to have to adjust. And I've talked with some people in Cincinnati, and we're going to hear on Thursday, we're going to hear from Joe Reedy, who covers the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer. You know, one of the things that is being reported on and talked about in Cincinnati is how, without Geno Atkins, how they've had to adjust and how now there's more, and you've got injuries in the linebacking core as well. And I think that part of it has made it more difficult for this team to do a couple of things. Zimmer likes to pressure with different types of pressure packages. He likes to play with the quarterback's head, so to speak, by moving people around and bringing blitzers from different areas. And he's going to have a harder time doing that with no one in the middle, or I should say no one, but not Atkins in the middle to control the middle.
Well, you go through and you could go to different grading sites, et cetera, but at Pro Football Focus, for example, Geno Atkins is a top 10 defensive tackle and was the number one rated defensive player on this team. Leon Hall, who they are also without, was the fourth-rated defensive player on this team and was the number 9 corner overall in the NFL. And in terms of pass coverage, number 8, again, according to Pro Football Focus. So you talk about losing your number 1 guy up front. Then you talk about losing your number 1 guy on the back end as well. That's a big loss. We know Malaga's banged up at linebacker. Yeah. So I remember, and I was struck by something. When Michael Irvin was here, one of the things we talked about, not on the air, because I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, was a 49ers fan as a child, and I talked about, you know, those great battles that the Cowboys and the Niners had. We talked about when they got rid of Deion and Ken Norton, and they went from Dallas over to the 49ers, and he said, it hurt us because we lost two of our leaders. Going into that, we had a leader on the defensive line, a leader at linebacker, and a leader in the secondary. And when you lose one, especially two of those, it has a massive impact on your defense.
Sure.
And the Cincinnati Bengals now have lost their leader on the defensive line, and they've lost by far their best player on the back end of their secondary. Those are big losses for that team. So it's, again, another thing that the Browns have, a good timing, good fortune, but this is a war of attrition in the National Football League, so it happens. Those are not insignificant things. So now the defense is going to have, you know, be without two of its best playmakers. The offense is seeing a quarterback go who threw 11 touchdowns with no interceptions, throw now basically 6 interceptions with only 2 touchdowns over the last 2 games. This is a changing team, a team that has failed to get it done in close situations in back-to-back weeks, knows that all the pressure is on them. They're supposed to win this game.
Right.
Even at the end of the day, with Leon Hall out, with Geno Atkins out, they're still supposed to win this game. If they lose it, it'll be a 3-game losing streak going into their bye week, and the division will be wide open. So there's a lot of pressure on this team. And I guarantee if people are doing similar shows in Cincinnati, they're saying, Andy Dalton's gotten us to the playoffs. Great. He's never won us a playoff game. Can we trust this guy? Is this guy the quarterback that can lead the Cincinnati Bengals where we want to be led? And there are a lot of questions when a guy is that inconsistent, that up, that down. There are a lot of questions that are going to be raised like that. And he's going to want to try to answer them. But sometimes when you press, bad things can happen.
All right. So if they're a team that is dealing with a confidence problem, maybe a confidence crisis, the Browns are the opposite of that. I mean, the Browns have legitimate reason to believe they are confident, and strong safety T.J. Ward, talking with reporters yesterday, was talking about that this is a confident team.
You know, we're very confident. I think, you know, this winning over Baltimore this week was huge for us. And going into this week, you know, coming off the bye week, going into this next week, having a chance to, I guess, be tied for the division and having two ups on the division leaders, which is Cincinnati, would be huge.
Yeah, two up would be massive. To say that you've got the division leader and you've won both of your games against them, it doesn't mean that there's smooth sailing ahead, but what it means is now you are, you used the term earlier, controlling your own destiny. Now you absolutely can determine your fate with how you play each week. You don't have to rely on help, that much help, if you can go through the rest of the season with, you know, enough wins from to do the math and win out the division. Now, don't sleep on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I've had people tell me, well, they're a non-factor in this discussion. They really aren't. They've got three wins, and there's two games coming up, obviously, that the Browns have to play against them. They showed me a lot with how they responded to that embarrassing performance against the Patriots. And granted, that was a Buffalo team that came into that game with a rookie quarterback making his first start in Pittsburgh and the difficulties that that presented. But there were other issues I know that the Buffalo team has had as well. Still, the Pittsburgh Steelers were motivated by the biggest thing that you can't ever underestimate, and that's pride. And pride is one of the greatest motivators in sports, in life. And I think they were driven in a major, major way. It's interesting, the discussion about Ben Roethlisberger and the potential that he might be traded. There was a report by NFL Network. Ian Rapoport was bringing up the idea that while the Steelers are getting fielding calls, it sounded very, very familiar to what we were talking about here. Well, they're getting calls. They're not actively shopping him, but they're receiving calls. And that's code for saying, yeah, well, he's available if you make the right offer. And there's, now, the training deadline's passed, but there's speculation with his contract reaching a point where he's going to want to get put up into the same big numbers that the Joe Flaccos are getting and the other players, Matthew Stafford and others who've gotten big, big contracts recently, Tony Romo, that he wants to be up in that neighborhood. And you could make the argument that he should be up in that neighborhood, but will Pittsburgh go ahead and do that is the other question. And how much does that become, you would hope as a Browns fan, that's a real distraction. He denied it. He said the story was bull and so on and so forth. There were some who thought maybe he denied it too heavily because in his heart of hearts, does he not want to be reunited with his former offensive coordinator, of course, who used to work here, Bruce Arians, who's the head coach in Arizona. You think he would take Ben Roethlisberger in a heartbeat and maybe make a deal that the Steelers couldn't say no to?
Of course he would.
I think that's quite possible.
Ben wants to get away from Haley, but I read that Roethlisberger said he would rather retire than be traded from the Steelers.
Yeah, that he was pretty emphatic.
Adamant.
And yet there were still those who weren't necessarily buying that. By the way, and this is going to be nice, Billy Winn from the Browns defensive line is wandering into our studio. We're going to have a conversation coming up with him very, very shortly for you. This is a Tuesday, a Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci, Nathan Segura, soon to be joined by Billy Winn right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Winning.